From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
Well, the music of the neighborhood, of course, was gospel. That was it seemed as if a church on every single corner. That still holds true if you go into the wards. At this time, there was radio, which was, of course, all R&B. Eventually, yes, KCOH. And occasionally, we could get music coming off the network radio, and there would be jazz clubs. And I guess during the 1930s and the early 40s, we actually heard music. We heard swing music, the big band era. My oldest brother was a musician and pianist, Alexander Sample Jr. He was in an all-black naval band in World War II, and occasionally that naval band would come through Southeast Texas, and my mother would put on a Creole feed for them. And I remember all of these black men with sailor suits in our living room, and I was fascinated at the music that these men were playing. And sometimes it could have been as 8 to 10 musicians. My brother was always at the piano playing in the style of Teddy Wilson.
The late Joe Sample. Sample became a jazz star in the 1960s as a member of the Jazz Crusaders, and an even bigger star a decade later when he began playing electric keyboards and the group simplified their name to the Crusaders. The Jazz Crusaders had their roots in Houston, Texas, where Sample, along with tenor saxophonist Wilton Felder and drummer Styx Hooper, began performing together as the Swingsters while at Wheatley High School. Later, they added trombonist Wayne Henderson at Texas Southern University, bassist Henry Wilson, and flutist Hubert Laws. In the late 1950s, four members of the group moved from Houston to Los Angeles to pursue their musical aspiration as a hard bop group, which was the dominant style of jazz during that time. The group quickly stood out from the crowd for their unique sound. In 1961, the Jazz Crusaders recorded their first album, Freedom Sound, which was the first of more than 40 albums the group released, 19 of which were gone to chart in the Billboard 200. Joe Sample died on September 12, 2014. He was 75. I'm Johnny O. Henson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, a tribute to the late Joe Sample in Black America.
It was actually prior to Texas Southern. It was at Phyllis Wheatley. And it was Styx Hooper who decided to organize a band, to form a band. I knew that Styx had organized a band. I wasn't in the band until New Year's, when I did my first gig with Styx and the guys. It was it was New Year's of 54 going into to 55. Mm-hmm. I was still at Wheatley High School. We were all still at Wheatley High School. I had gone to summer school, and I remember coming out before they came out. Wilton, Sticks, and Wayne loved high school, and they wanted to stay there as long as they could. I wanted to get the hell out of there and get over to Texas Southern. So when I graduated from Wheatley, actually, summer school at Jack Yates, I went to summer schools just to advance myself so that I could get into some serious music study at age 16 at Texas Southern. We were known as the Modern Jazz Sextet.
Joseph Leslie Joe Sample was a composer and keyboard player who connected the world of jazz to many other musical traditions. Also, he was the founder of the band The Jazz Crusaders, a quartet that popularized a soulful, funky sound in the 1960s and 70s. Born on February 1, 1939 in Houston, Texas, Sample was the fourth of five siblings, including an older brother who played in a band led by blues saxophonist Earl Bostic. Sample took up the piano at the age of five. Sample said he made up his mind at age 14 to be a musician. In high school, he joined a trio called the Swingsters, which included saxophonist Wilton Feldrum and drummer Sticks Hooper. Later, Sample discovered trombonist Wayne Henderson, bassist Henry Wilson, and flutist Hubert Laws. In the late 1950s, he and three members of the group made the move from Houston to Los Angeles. Sample was known for incorporating elements of soul and funk into jazz, along with gospel, Latin, and the blues. In Black America spoke with the legendary Joe Sample upon the release of his solo CD entitled Soul Shadows in 2004.
It was actually filled with music. The swing in the 40s, the boogie-woogie, most of the families had a piano in the living room, which at that time of the 20th century. The form of entertainment was usually in the living room at the piano, and that had been going on forever and forever. We did not have television, Major League Baseball, Major League Football. Life was basically boring. As a youngster, I had a lot of fun. As a teenager in high school and college at Wheatley and Texas Southern, I remember we would sit around all summer, and when I say we, I'm basically talking about the members of the Crusaders, and we used to congregate in one or the other's backyard and wonder, what are we going to do tonight? And we would spend the whole evening wondering, what could we do? That was basically nothing to do. And eventually, I guess the excitement was music, and that kept us going. There was always that dream of one day that we would get out of here and make it in the big time, which actually happened. After 3 years at Texas Southern, I went there as a freshman at 16 years old in September of 55. And we left Texas. I had completed all of my music courses at Texas Southern University and decided that I had to go somewhere in the world where the finest musicians live and congregated, and that was either New York City or out on the West Coast, California. Of course, we went out to California because I don't think I was ready for New York City anyway at all.
You said you had a paper route and there were jukeboxes back in your day. What musical influences did you gather during that period?
Well, the music of the neighborhood, of course, was gospel. That was it seemed as if a church on every single corner. That still holds true if you go into the wards. At this time, there was radio, which was, of course, all R&B.
Eventually, KCOH.
Yes, KCOH. And occasionally, we could get music coming off the network radio, and there would be jazz clubs, and I guess during the 1930s and the early 40s, we actually heard music, we heard swing music, the big band era. My oldest brother was a musician, a pianist, Alexander Sample Jr. He was in an all-black naval band in World War II, and occasionally that band, that naval, that naval band would come through Southeast Texas, and my mother would put on a Creole feed for them. And I remember all of these black men with sailor suits in our living room, and I was fascinated at the music that these men were playing. And sometimes it could have been as many as 8 to 10 musicians. My brother was always at the piano playing in the style of Teddy Wilson. Also, eventually, that was the country swing music of the country music idiom. At times I grew up with country, but it was a different kind of country. I didn't even know then that it was known as country music. There was Hank Williams. Hank Williams' song ran across, his songs ran across all racial boundaries. There was Tennessee Waltz and what was it? Jambalaya, Crawfish Pie, all of the Louisiana music, and just tons and tons of Louisiana music. Zydeco. I grew up with Clifton Chenier. I was a member of Our Mother of Mercy in the Fifth Ward. I was there in the first grade. I was there in the, I was an altar boy there. I know that Clifton Chenier played a dance there at least a couple of times a month. And I had no idea that, well, it wasn't known as Zydeco then. It was just R&B Louisiana style. And our parents loved this music and danced to it. I have been going to St. Francis in recent years, and I amazingly noticed that nothing has changed. It is still the same culture that I remember going all the way back to 1948.
Began playing piano at age 5. Was it natural? You said your brother played piano, and the piano was in almost everyone's living room as a form of entertainment.
Of course, at that time, the boogie-woogie style it was the most popular style. It was the most fascinating style because you could play boogie-woogie right in your living room on your parents' piano. And all the kids, I would play boogie in some form or the other. Of course, at 5 years old, we all had very, very small hands, and we listened to the boogie-woogie masters, and it was fascinating, and somehow or other we figured out how to play our form of it. At 6 years old, I told my mother I wanted to take piano lessons, and I took from a lady who lived on the other side of the railroad track up near the Catholic Church, Our Mother of Mercy, and I cannot remember her name. Eventually, I went to Miss Curtis on, I can't think of the name of these streets now. It's there. I can see the house. I can see her living room. I can see her. And eventually, I hated going because it was a mad rush for me to try to get to her house from the Catholic school, Our Mother of Mercy, before all the girls got there from E.O. Smith. Because I hated sitting around on that porch waiting my turn with all of those girls around. Now, those are the things that will stop you from taking any kind of lessons if you have to sit around on a porch with a bunch of young squabbling girls.
At Texas Southern, Wayne Henderson, Wilton Felder, and Styx Hooper, you all got together. When you are, obviously you stayed there, you all used to hang out together, but when did you all decide, hey, let's put a group together and try to make some money?
It was actually prior to Texas Southern. It was at Phyllis Wheatley. Okay. We had, and it was Styx Hooper who decided to organize a band, to form a band. I knew that Styx had organized a band. I wasn't in the band until New Year's, when I did my first gig with Styx and the guys. It was it was New Year's of 54 going into 55. Mm-hmm. I was still at Wheatley High School. We were all still at Wheatley High School. I had gone to summer school, and I remember coming out before they came out. Wilton, Sticks, and Wayne loved high school, and they wanted to stay there as long as they could. I wanted to get the hell out of there and get over to Texas Southern. So when I graduated from the, Wheatley, summer school at Jack Yates, I went to summer school just to advance myself so that I could get into some serious music study at age 16 at Texas Southern. We were known as the Modern Jazz Sextet. There was a guy who was a director of music of one of the local television stations. His name was Paul Smith. He was a very fluent musician. He had come from New York or Los Angeles, and he came into one of the local network channels, and he was very, very, very popular and also loved in the Houston market. He organized one of the first interracial events, which was a talent show. Mm-hmm. The Modern Jazz Sextet got first place. A mariachi band got second place. But it was the first interracial event in the school systems.
What year was that?
That had to have been spring of 55. And I remember the prize was a television set, a console television
so
set.
How did you all share the set?
Well, Dr. Caldwell, the principal, put it in his office.
Okay.
And we said, wait a minute, Dr. Caldwell, shouldn't we put that in the gym?
I have read that the Crusaders modeled themselves after Art Blakey and his jazz messengers. Is that so the case?
As far as modeling, the messengers were, of course, one of the most exciting bands at that particular time. But we also listened to everybody. Horace Silver's band. We listened to Miles. We listened to we listened to everything possible.
Describe the Crusaders sound, funk, fusion, what?
At that time in the 50s, and when we first began recording, we described ourselves as a Gulf Coast sound. And we knew that was what they call the hard bop of the East Coast, and that was cool jazz sound of the West Coast. We knew we had a different thing going. It wasn't until within the recent, 10 to 15 years that after I had done a lot of historical research concerning African-American music, I realized that we were born in a region that was known as the Territory, that runs from New Orleans all the way over to San Antonio, Austin. It then goes north to Kansas City. It then goes east to Memphis. And that block of land was known as the Territory. And those musicians who came out of that territory played a different style of music. I have realized in my later years that I am a true territory musician because I blend R&B, gospel, blues, and jazz. And I feel all of this inside me bubbling, and I realize that I am different from a black man, an African-American man, or any other musician that is born in any other part of the world or any other part of the United States. We have a certain particular feeling, and it is unique.
Joe, you played with the Crusaders, but you also did some session work. Who were the other musicians and artists that you perform live concerts in on their albums?
A number of youngsters have gone to the internet and they have typed in Joe Sample, and they have gone to those pages or whatever they find on the internet. I am not familiar with all of that, but they have told me that they have been shocked. I have forgotten what I have actually done. I did almost all of the Motown artists at one time, beginning in 68, from Mahalia Jackson to Johnny Mathis to Ray Charles to Steely Dan, Joni Mitchell. It goes on and on and on. I can't remember all of them, but it had just been a world of fun. And something that I was amazed with, because I always wanted to know, why did this man's music or this woman's music feel the way it feels as opposed to someone else's music? And I have always been on a lifetime quest to figure out why music is so varied and so different.
Two-part question. Why is the piano such an important instrument to the structure of a composition? And secondly, some musicians, when you hear them, you know it's them playing. You have that distinction. Is it something that you work at, or is just a God-given talent?
Well, I think it is all of that. The talent is, as a youngster, I could feel these sensations inside me that I wanted to get out, that I was fascinated with, that I eventually, at age 14, I decided that I was going to dedicate my life to being a musician at the piano. I loved the trumpet, the saxophone, the this and that, but I guess deep down inside, I knew that physically I was adapted to play the piano. The meaning of the piano, what the piano means is that within those 88 keys, you have the three parts that combine together will create music. There is melody, there's harmony, and there is rhythm. A lot of times, I know that just because someone programs a drum machine, he may be a man of rhythm, but that does not make him a musician. A lot of musicians have a lot of weaknesses. You have to concentrate on three areas: the piano, the melody, harmony, and rhythm. The piano has that. A piano is a drum. It is in the percussion family.
You stated that a great performance comes out of everyone while participating. They should be actually feel the same thing at the same time. Why is that so difficult to do at times?
Well, first of all, you need the God-given skills to feel what someone else is feeling.
Okay.
That ain't that easy, you know, and you need to go back, if you can find, the recordings of the Count Basie Band during the 1930s. Go back and find any one of the bands that recorded in the old fashioned, meaning they went into a recording studio and they recorded two takes. Now we listen to those recordings that Louis Armstrong did during the 1920s, that Duke Ellington did, Count Basie in the 1930s, Benny Goodman, Nat King Cole. Go listen to all of those artists. Two takes. You had to be able, everybody had to feel the same thing at the same time and get it perfect, and not only get it perfect, make it legendary. That's one of the higher skills anyone could have as a musician.
Joe Sample, founder of the Crusaders. Sample died on February 1st, 2014, at the age of 75. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at jhanson@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us on. Remember to like us on Facebook and to follow us on Twitter. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. You can hear previous programs online at KUT.org. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 1 University Station, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 1 University Station, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.